Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report, as usual. Who's here? Who do we got?
Mick's here.
There's someone else on the line. Hello, is that Christy? Christy?
Oh, yeah, hey. Hello.
Are you going to call in and then you're just going to forget that you're on the phone?
Well, I was in the middle of doing a line of coke. Can you, you know, it was just this pregnant pause for a while, and I just.
Why don't you come share that shit? Why you gotta be stingy and keep that shit to yourself?
I'm being ridiculous. You know I don't do that shit.
I don't know. That's not what I hear. That's not what the little birdies tell me.
The birdies.
Well, they always say terrible things about me. because I do terrible things.
That's because you're always trying to steal their husbands and shit.
So, just like Jessica Rabbit said, I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
All right, so it looks like we got a group here. This is Louie calling in.
What's get out of here. Christy called in before me.
Oh, snap.
Now you got to suck Mike's dick.
Yeah, you're
now you gotta suck. That's right, again.
No, that doesn't mean that at all.
You're the
I'm
last
sorry,
one, and if I beat you,
no.
If I beat you in,
no, I'm all right. I'll hang up if that's the if that's a stipulation.
Yeah, that's sorry, man, but that's the way it goes. So you might as well just
right, guys,
hang up. And we'll see you next week.
No.
All right.
You don't really need much cause or stipulation to do that. I didn't mean to put an ultimatum. You know, you kids will make up
point.
Later.
That wouldn't be mouth rape. Right? Yeah. I don't want that.
Can't rape the willing.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? We're talking about Trump or healthcare?
No. So here's the thing. I saw some shit that was posted by my friend on Facebook the other day, and I think
you got friends?
I talked to
other than us.
I talked
right?
to well, I got at least three of them, and they're right here. So
other than us,
it's not a stretch that there might be more of them. Three is a lot.
Damn.
Three is
we
a
are
lot.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So what shit was your homeboy talking on the internet?
So this is what the theory is. Then this is apparently a theory that somebody was kind of serious about. What if the GOP? What if their war on the poor isn't really a war on the poor, but is actually just a push for a return to Christianity? Before the government helped the poor, they had to go to churches for aid. The GOP is afraid that the USA is becoming less and less Christian, and indeed church attendance and the number of people who claim to identify with a religion has been on the decline for years. So what they do is they cut funding to the poor, driving them back to the churches for survival. This also appeases the smaller government crowd and the libertarians. Church attendance goes up, then they can claim mass countrywide return to God, thus allowing them to push more Christian legislature, such as anti-science and pro-life. The weakest among us will be forced to be indoctrinated by virtue of having been driven back into the arms of the church to stay alive. It's a propaganda machine for the pro-religion, anti-science crowd. And she goes on to say, it's not really that far-fetched an idea. It's as simple as one of them asking, what happens to the poor if we stop helping them? Will they either starve to death or go to church? Sold. So, to me, this is preposterous. To me, this is a preposterous idea.
I don't think it's far of a stretch because, you know, I'm right here in the deep south, and we got like 7 churches on one block, and at least 2 of them have those food banks, and a lot of them are poor that go there.
No doubt.
A
while back was on a block that literally, a block and a half that had literally 7 or 8 churches.
Mount Vernon has over my hometown has over 700 churches, and it's not a large town.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a large town. Yonkers is a large city, but Mount Vernon
and
is not that large, and they have over 700
trucks.
Churches. Yes,
so,
they have food banks and food trucks. However, that's what has that got to do with anything?
Yeah,
well,
it's
they
a
do
very
go.
Large leap to make. To assume that's the
churches,
reason behind all this.
Also, the churches get something out of having that. They get a tax or whatever thing, you know, to have it done.
Yeah, but people,
church,
I know plenty of people who use church food banks who do not go to church. And in fact, I'll tell you something else. There are people who refuse to go to homeless shelters. Apparently a goodly amount of people that refuse to go to homeless shelters because they get proselytized to at homeless shelters. So they get preached to at homeless shelters, so they just don't go because they don't want to hear the fucking preaching. I don't think
their membership does go up, so I don't see like that really being too far-fetched of an idea.
See, but here's
but
where I'm going to knock the bottom out of that argument. Here's where I'm just going to stop you completely.
I think their conversion rate is
no. Churches do not provide. Here's the problem. Here's the problem, and here's what's going to shut you up.
Misrepresented.
Churches do not provide health care. There is no health care in churches.
Mm-mm, but they
at
do
all.
The food bank.
There's never been any health care for churches. So you can't tell me that the GOP is driving people by fucking over the lower class, that they're driving people to church, because there's no health care at church. So there's no way that's going to work. How are you going to drive?
Well,
how are you going to fuck up everything and drive people to church if there's no health care at church?
In smaller communities, they might have access to that kind of stuff, because I know at this one, the Baptist church right here, they have like clinics and stuff where they don't have much of the transportation like you guys do, so they have like a, you know, little mini triage on occasion.
It sounds like they're doing the Christian thing to do, and they have somebody there to look over people.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the increase in church attendance can be like a happy byproduct, but I can't believe that that's their major intention, is to increase the
The driving force behind screwing people over
is
to get them back into school, into church. I just can't see that as a business model. Like, hey, let's
Maybe if it's like those for-profit churches like Creflo Dollar or TD Jakes or something, like those mega churches and stuff like that.
Well, like Creflo Dollar owns a big movie theater in the Bronx now. It took it over.
Oh, man, in Jacksonville, they got the Potter's House at TD Jakes. They won't even let you in until they look at your W-2 first as a member.
Oh.
For real.
Exclusivity, tacky exclusivity.
The fact is that the GOP in particular has been at war with welfare recipients for years. I mean, there's nothing Christian about that war. It's not like I just can't believe that the hatred that they've exhibited towards the poor is altruistic
they love
in any
them.
Way. That it would be that it would
right.
be
they love them and they want their safety all.
Right. That they actually secretly love the poor and they want to drive the poor back into the arms of the church. I just can't see that happening. Mostly because you know, these mega churches don't want certain people in their church. They don't want poor people in their fucking church.
No, they don't want poor people. Poor people don't tithe. They don't kick back to the preacher man.
I'll tell you what, the churches that give back the most to the community are usually the ones in the ghetto. Those are usually the ones that have the food banks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually poor churches that have that kind of stuff in the first place. I don't understand how swelling the poor people don't have money. So swelling the ranks of churches with poor people doesn't give the church more money.
Right.
It also would make a tiny itty bitty more sense if Christianity were just one religion instead of like Baptist, Pentecostal, Catholic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's like, you're right in that sense, but there's also the fact that you don't even need to have that demarcation. You don't even need to have the Baptists and the Episcopalians and all that stuff to have different churches. There's fucking 700 churches in Mount Vernon that all preach the same bullshit, and they're not together. They don't join forces. Everybody wants to have their own fucking church.
Ever eternal Christ, love of His Holiness, the Blessed Father Ministries.
Right. Right. And then there's Christ, Holy Eternal Love Ministries. And then there's then there's Mary's Eternal Vagina Ministries. It's just everybody wants to be different.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Christians.
Lamb of the blood.
Christians only come together in large numbers to do things like pay an evangelist. That's really the only thing that they do in large numbers.
Which is just a concert. They're just paying the night out.
So this
instead of going, but Beyonce knows they go see you know, whoever, Creflo or Billy Graham.
I guess Creflo's the big guy now. Creflo's the guy.
Yeah, I guess he's
the biggest.
And who's the Asian guy?
Jimmy Swagger.
Billy.
Oh, I don't know the Asian guy's name, but he's hilarious. That guy is fucking hilarious.
That's my dude right there, man. Oh, you guys talked about him once. I have to look him up. I mean, he's amazing.
Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen. My mom was into Joel Osteen for a minute.
I miss Jim Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do too, and
Jim Baker was for day. I miss Tammy Faye Baker. That was.
Yeah.
They were a couple of ridiculous fucking human beings.
I will
just
watch
ridiculous.
Them religiously. I would suffer through the 700 Club that my grandma had on just to get to them. That was when the real show. Remember when they built the goddamn water park and shit? They had like handicapped children with no arms and legs on a goddamn mat and shooting them down a goddamn water slide. It's like, what is going on?
That's amazing. Absolutely phenomenal.
That's when shit just gets out of control. That's when
yeah.
it was a free-for-all at that point.
Tammy
yeah.
will cry just all her goddamn Crayola off. You know what I'm saying? Eyelash would be on her goddamn chin. She didn't give a shit because her
always.
Blessed Jesus had touched her heart with this touching donation from some goddamn lady in South Dakota goddamn where gave up her life savings when she died to put towards a goddamn foundation, all to find out that he was sucking little boys' dick in a hotel and shit.
Damn.
Who was sucking little boys' dick in hotels?
I'm just saying, Jim.
Jim
was homosexual.
No, he was...
No, he was the one
Andrew
that was
no, I thought, no, he was the one that got caught with Jessica Hahn, the Playboy
yeah.
model. He wasn't
yeah.
sucking any baby dicks.
That
no, we know
what was
of.
The one that, what was the one that was? He was he went to jail.
Ted Haggard.
Yes, Ted Haggard. I'm confusing him.
Caught with methamphetamines and a gay prostitute. That maybe
mm-hmm.
that's what you're thinking of.
Yes,
I mean, his defense, we've all been there.
It was like
yeah.
one. It was like a house of cards. Like one after the other got took it down.
In his his defense, Danny Bonaducci's been there.
It's almost becoming his preference.
But that,
I remember
like,
Tammy Faye Baker's face vividly. It was like one of the icons of the 80s, is her crying. And her
right, her
yeah.
crying. She's always crying. Her heavy, heavy makeup was always running. I feel bad for that broad. I think she really believed that she was touched by God and that they were doing the right thing. I think she really believed that shit.
She did.
She fucked up.
And then later on, she had a second life as a gay icon, you know. You know, there was drag queen. And
that I don't understand. I don't, yeah, I don't understand that. That I don't
get. Because she was fabulous with her goddamn shoulder pads and thick makeup.
Good God.
That's awesome.
So this guy that who had this theory,
and that was a guy.
this theory that, well, my female friend repeated this guy's theory.
Oh,
and he says that.
Yeah, I just can't see it.
I say it can happen.
Well,
probability as their motive. No, this it's greed and money and. Profit, really.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it could be a byproduct of that. You might see a slight increase in that, but that's not their
that's not a call to.
I just,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
If you listen, if you, you know why I call bullshit on this theory? Because if you actually listen to the rhetoric of these GOP people, of like the senators and stuff, if you listen to the words that they're saying, the disdain for the poor, the pure hatred that comes out of their mouth for the poor, they believe that poor people have chosen that life. They believe wholeheartedly, almost all of them believe wholeheartedly that poor people have chosen to be poor and they choose to stay poor. And that is hatred. That is pure fucking hatred and in my belief, you know, I'm not claiming to speak for you guys, but in my belief,
that's objective. It's objective.
It's cold.
It's pure fucking hatred for the poor, because I'll tell you what, most people who are poor, you have a small percentage of people that can't lift it, that just want to be a fucking bum. We all know this, you know, and the GOP always focuses on the small percent. You know, they did like drug testing of welfare recipients, and it was like 0.1% of welfare recipients were on drugs. Like they use the exception as the example. They use the small amount of people that abuse these systems as the example, and say that everybody abuses these systems. So what they're saying is that all poor people should be painted with the same brush as the ones that choose to be poor, when in fact that's not the fucking case at all. And that's really ignorant to say, and it's downright hateful to even posit.
Yeah, so that's
that
what I
would situation.
Say. It's more ignorant than hateful, but it's definitely, yeah, it's definitely hideous.
At this point, after the Reagan era, after all the years of this stuff, you can't be ignorant about this stuff anymore. I don't agree with that at all, Mick. I don't think you can be ignorant on that point at this point. I think there's been enough education in the news and in real life that you can no longer just walk in and say that, you know, oh, these people are just poor. I mean, being ignorant is not an excuse.
Well, I'm not saying it's an excuse. I just think that is by and large the mentality is there is that belief that poor people are just okay with their situation in life, and I don't necessarily think there's definitely a part of that that's hatred, but I think by and large it's a lot of ignorance on their part as well.
Well, you have to, my whole point is that at this point that ignorance is willful.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. You know,
you
might be.
I feel like these little things that jab out at you that like are indicators of, you know, the truth, and you're willfully like, just because you know, invested in like, I can't be wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Part of the reason, you know, pride in, you know, not being wrong.
And they don't have to be, because there's so many other people that share, you know, obviously the majority of them of America shares that mentality. You know, I mean, that's been proven by the last election. The majority of America believes that poor people are garbage and terrible and you know, we should destroy them.
Even though a lot of those were poor themselves that believe that.
Even though a lot of those people were poor, yes. Well, like, there's this whole it's funny because there's this whole, like, I watched this documentary on, like, coal miners and how, like, they all voted for Trump because they're expecting him to, like, save the coal industry. It's a dying industry. That's the there are these towns in the middle of nowhere that function so, like, they have, like, nothing in those towns. They're, like, there used to be a McDonald's like 15 years ago and the McDonald's left. Like they have their towns are fucking barren. And the only thing that's keeping them afloat is the coal mining industry. And unfortunately for them, the coal mining industry is dying. It is fucking dying because there are alternative forms of energy that are being used successfully.
Let's give those poor people, you know, severance pay for the rest of their lives because they're going to have health issues. And take care of them.
But they expect President Trump to come somehow dig them out of this hole that they're in to revitalize the coal industry, and the fact is that he can't. It's not even in his power to do that.
No, not at all. Unless he writes, you know, them, it just gives them money. There's nothing to be saved.
Well, but the problem is, and then you have the herd mentality, because he basically promises them that he can dig them out of this hole, and there's no sort of, you know, fact-checking or realistic.
No,
like,
not in this election.
It's just like,
there was none
of
that.
We can do it? Okay, we can do it. Like, there's no...
Everybody took Donald Trump at his word, which is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Because... That was just like I've said a million times. Louis and I have been talking about this guy for years, for decades,
right?
For decades, about what a lying piece of shit this guy is.
And that's what I don't understand. How do you take that guy at his word after everything you've watched him say and do for the last 30 years?
He has done and said nothing that makes you believe his word. Like, he's done
right.
The guy couldn't even – he didn't release his tax returns. He claims he's a billionaire. There's, like, no proof of any of his claims. Like, no, the only thing that you can say was true is that he got high ratings on his TV show. That's the only thing you can say is true. Yes, the guy was a
– His book, Art of the Deal, did well.
Yes,
but he didn't
even
write that book.
No, that's true. He did not write that book.
I mean, would you stay in a Trump hotel? Would you go to
I
Trump
personally
University?
Would not. I have Louis and I have literally been boycotting Trump for our entire lives. Like, it's just not going to happen.
I was going to say, I've never stayed in one, but I think if the opportunity presented itself maybe 10 or 15 years ago, I probably would have. But I don't think I would have protested at the time, but...
I'm imagining everything's like
have.
That fake gold. Everything's like fake gold plated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tacky. That's
tacky. Oh yeah.
He and Paris Hilton are proof positive that money can't buy class. Like, those are Kim Kardashian.
Sure.
Like, those are all people. These are all people. This is the new generation of rich people. Money does not buy class, and Trump has no class. No fucking class whatsoever.
No.
The guy is not a classy guy. Not a classy
but
guy.
But that's what infuriates me, is he never has. So for all these people to, like, take him at his word and all of a sudden just believe in what he says after he's been a dickwad for 40 years, like, I just don't understand how you can just stake your – I don't know how you can put your stamp on that guy. It makes no sense to me.
Christy, why did black people vote for Trump?
I didn't vote for him, so I don't know.
I don't know. Black people did. Well, apparently more so than Mitt Romney.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it was a lot, but it was definitely more than he got.
Yeah.
Gunpoint. It was gunpoint.
Must have been.
I don't know. I didn't vote for him, so I don't know. Most of my black neighborhood was pro-Hillary, so I don't know. And I felt like I was voting for the Joker
or
Voldemort. I just, you know, and I went with Voldemort, so... I don't know.
So I think we can all agree that this particular theory, we at least feel like we've debunked it. I think we can.
I don't think it's a call to arms. I think it's more of a byproduct. Like,
yeah, I agree with that.
They said.
Don't know.
So,
I'm going to separate out.
What is it?
So
next on the docket.
Right, so one of the things I wanted to talk about was Mick's bunghole. We haven't talked about that in a while. Mick, how's your bunghole holding up?
It's fine. It's never been tighter or smaller.
Hmm.
Wish I could say that about the rest of my
body. So your lady love has not penetrated it at all.
She has not. Nor would she want to.
By the way, when is this wedding? September 9th?
September 9th, yes, sir.
Ah, Christy, coming up? We're going to have a show from the wedding?
No, mine not until January. Mine's already.
You better get them invitations out, man.
My birthday's coming
up. In a couple months.
My birthday's coming up. It's on a Sunday.
Oh,
yeah, but we don't need to celebrate your birthday like we're celebrating Mick's marriage. That's bullshit. You can't have that amount of attention.
Oh, fuck you.
Sorry, Christy.
Get anyway. You know that.
And ruin his life.
Well, you're probably just going to get drunk and high and do some stupid shit. That's just your MO. That's what's going to happen. Get drunk, get high, wind up in some fucking backyard strip club with some people that sound like 70s pimp names, Pookie and shit
drinking
like
some
that.
Moonshine.
Drinking some fucking moonshine.
It's going to be special because that means my husband's is on that Friday, and then we can just like have the whole weekend and do something nice. So fuck you, Mike. I'm still gonna get drunk and high. But this time it's gonna be
your husband's gonna give you a rose and sit down in front of Netflix and watch it all weekend. That's what's gonna happen.
Mm. No, we're gonna play Xbox together, probably.
There you go.
That's good.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's pretty good, actually.
You guys should go out to a nice restaurant, pretend that everything is okay between you, and then go home to bed.
Probably, yeah. That's going to be all
that's
right.
That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to forget everything, all the problems that you have, and just
mm-mm.
be...
Chrissy, you're in your late 40s, is that right?
What?
Oh, man.
How old are you?
So, Mick, before we move on to that, so your bunghole is okay. I just want to establish that your bunghole is
okay. It's totally intact, 100%.
That's good.
Okay. No problem, no bleeding, no.
Nobody wants to hear about his asshole.
No.
I beg to differ.
Let me tell you something. Mick's bunghole is like one of the hottest topics on our show. We get more listeners when we talk about that. That's like people tune in for that shit.
Really? Ratings jump right there.
We get the highest ratings when we talk about Mick's asshole. It's just people want
to
know.
Five to an audience of six. It's like crazy.
Yes, that's right. One whole person.
Assholes
are
terrible. Why is that a thing?
That's true. That's absolutely true. I agree with you. There's nothing attractive about a man's asshole at all. Women's buttholes, on the other hand. The ass lesbianism. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Well, that is a horse of a different color, though. But honestly, a man's ass, unless it's a medical emergency, I still ain't fucking with it.
No. There should be no reason ever. Men's assholes should never be spoken about, like, ever. I think they should... Like, we should pretend they don't exist, because they're just horrible places. There's nothing good that comes out of it.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about recently, because I haven't been to the doctor in a while, and I know next time I go, I'm going to have to get checked, which is not fun.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
The best thing they could do for men's asses is come out with the wipes. You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing. Because, you know, laundry is a horror. the fucking fiasco with y'all without the wife.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. You guys are beasts. And
men's asses just make bad things. It's just bad things.
It's horrible.
Nothing good comes out of a man's ass.
No.
Nothing
war
good.
War crimes.
Gay dicks, poop, nothing good comes out of a man's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Gay dicks.
Laundry.
I guess gay dicks are good for some people, but I'm not a fan of gay dicks, so.
I'm okay with it. It don't bother me.
I'm okay with gay people. I just don't. I don't want their dicks to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, you don't want to encounter the gay dick. That's all.
I don't want them pointing at me.
I just, you know, no. I don't need them.
Okay.
You're okay with gay dicks, Christy?
Sure.
You don't mind if there's just a gay dick out in front of you, just like hanging out?
You do what you do. It ain't for me. It's not for me. It's not.
Let me tell you something. It could be. There's a lot of crossover in this day and age. Some gay dudes be fucking chicks, and they're.
If it is, I'm flattered. I guess. I don't know. I just assume it's not meant for me. You know. I ain't bothered by it.
So CNN wrote an article here that's on Scientology, and it's such a puff piece. Like it didn't
Ooh,
go into, you know. And this show is obviously not a friend to Scientology, but they kind of glossed over a lot of the really horrible things about Scientology. So I'm guessing that this was like. This was an article that was probably sanctioned by Scientology itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if it said something they didn't like, it would have been taken down in a, you know, cease and desist.
Yep.
So it says, chances are if you live in Los Angeles, unless you live in Los Angeles, the only time you hear about Scientology is when it's connected with a Hollywood celebrity. Yet there's a lot more to this religion than just its ties to Tinseltown. Scientology is probably one of the most successful new American faiths to have emerged in the past century. But despite its success and a lot of other belief systems, what Scientologists believe and how they perceive a higher power is often misunderstood. Religious scholar Reza Aslan explores the origin and central ideas of this faith in his CNN show, Believer. What is Scientology? Scientology describes itself as a religion that was founded in the 1950s by L. Ron Hubbard. At the core of Scientology is a belief that each human has a reactive mind that responds to life's traumas, and clouding the analytic mind and keeps us from experiencing reality. Members of those religions submit to a process called auditing to find the sources of this trauma, reliving those experiences in an attempt to neutralize them and reassert the primacy of the analytic mind, working toward a spiritual state called clear, which I kind of knew that already. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm familiar with Scientology, so I knew that.
That just made my vagina ache.
Well, see, in the beginning of the article, it says something like, would it say something about, like, it's not just big in Hollywood, but isn't the primary function of Scientology more or less to get famous people to vouch for it in an attempt to get more numbers?
Yes.
Yeah. They basically target celebrities because people will listen to celebrities, which that's obviously true based on our culture of celebrity worship, but that's basically like their number one objective is to get as many celebrities involved in it as possible to get more people that way.
So it kind of only touches on the fact that Scientology hates psychiatry. It doesn't really go into any of the really negative things about it, like the punishment centers that they have and the way that they, when somebody doesn't when somebody is acting up in Scientology, they try to isolate them from their family members, and
right.
you know, they I forget what it's called. They have a policy called like fair game. That's what it is. That when somebody is against Scientology, like they're basically freeing Scientologists to go harass them in whatever way they can, including like
yeah,
destroying
their
lawn
like,
and house.
Do they call them like declared or something like that?
Yeah, like they've been declared fair game.
Yeah, oh, I said that. And Erica just goes, I can tell you all about Scientology because she watched that Leah Remini thing on.
Oh, she see. I wanted to see that. I saw going. Did she see Going Clear on HBO?
No, we don't have HBO, so I know she didn't see that.
Well, you shouldn't fucking like download it or some shit, man.
Well, I know, but I know she didn't see it.
So she saw the Leah Remini thing. I wanted to see that. Yeah, Leah Remini. Finally got out of Scientology. She was one of the stars that they had in there, and I guess she.
And she was there.
She
from
finally
the time she was like a little kid.
Yeah,
Anonymous
she was. Hacked. She was in there for a long time.
Anonymous
right.
hacked Scientology. They fuck with them.
Anonymous hacked Scientology.
Yeah, like their call centers, their web pages, all kinds of shit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I was hoping they would do something like that because that's a good cause.
All their pay pages, they had denial of services and reroute them to something else and shit like that. They just would like send like all their fax machines, like mass faxes, blank pages, so it would waste all their toner and every line would ring busy. The call center, and they'd be like, "What is a Scientologist? What is a toaster? What's a run? How am I L. Ron Hubbard? How do I? How do I clear my voice?" All because they had a propaganda video of Tom Cruise, and it was leaked to the internet. And every time they would try to put
that was
it
a
up,
great video, by the way. I recommend everybody watch that video if you haven't seen it already.
It's bonkers.
They read the public legal notice and stuff.
Christy, did you see that video?
Yeah, silly. It's funny. He literally looks like he's having a mental break in the name of Scientology, cackling like a hyena. He just was like
cackling, man, like just so he's so intense too. Like he's just so such an intense guy.
Geek up.
Mm-hmm.
Over Scientology, like it was giving him a boner that was tickling him on the insides, like bubbling out to the surface. It was just, you know, he couldn't contain himself. It literally looked like he was breaking down mentally.
It
was a propaganda video too. It was like, how is that supposed to convince me that this is a good thing? Because he looks crazy.
It was like an insider propaganda video. It was supposed to make people like more supposed to make Scientologists more Scientology.
More doctrinaire. I will say though, hey, listen, if being a Scientologist makes your skin look great until you know you're 60, then I'll sign up. Fuck it. I'll be leaving some stupid shit so my face looks like I'm young.
I know. If I could look forever.
Don't they have some weird little machine that you put your hands on and it tests the number of aliens, I guess, in your body that you need to expect? I don't even know. I just
process of reliving those experiences involves a device called an E-meter, which Scientologists say measures the body's electric flow as an auditor asks a series of questions that they say reveals sources of trauma. So apparently this meter is supposed to like electrically show like what, when you've experienced trauma in your life, when you talk about it. L. Ron Hubbard was like a notorious liar. He was like he was relieved of his command in the Navy. Like he apparently like was given a ship command and had it